This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Broadcasting Network, May 2nd, 2021, day after good old May Day. All the red little punks were out, you know, trying to do their little thing out here. In a better country, we'd have been out smashing these people across the heads. That'll be one day soon, hopefully, when people are standing with red flags and for communism will not have any quarter in this country. If the new day ever does dawn on us and we pull our heads out of our collective rear ends and realize that communists and people that openly promote communism do not deserve rights. They do not deserve the protection of the Bill of Rights because they are calling for the overthrow of our entire system. So don't get it twisted when you're talking about communists and so forth and so on. That's how you know that these people are protected by the Merrick Garlands of the world, our new attorney general, so-called, our pseudo-attorney general, this Jew, communist, gun-grabbing thug that is sending out the FBI. Basically, just the FBI is just a little political attack dog now for the Marxists. And so all of you FBI agents listening, look at yourselves in the mirror and realize what slime you're working for and do some sabotage, okay? And do what you need to do to take back our country. I don't know how many even decent FBI people are left, but there's a lot of former Marine Corps guys and all kinds of people in the FBI and Marshal Service and all this other stuff. And the time is quickly coming for you guys to make a decision. Are you going to let this – and, you know, we all like to use this word Bolshevik, which means the majority – These are people who are Mensheviks. They're the minority. And it's a very small minority. How's a guy, how does a person with, comes out of this little group of what, 2% of our population, how does one end up in the attorney general spot? How does one end up in the Senate majority leader spot? How does the Supreme Court damn near half full with these people? We've got big problems. Now we got Kamala Harris, her hubby, Douglas Emhoff. Nobody's talking about this, okay? Some of these people think Kamala's a tranny. I don't know. but you've got this Jewish heavyweight entertainment lawyer, very powerful law firm. I've already covered this guy, but this is basically your president right now, okay? The stooge, Dementia Joe, he's just a placeholder. The gang behind Kamala's husband, the Obamanoids, Valerie Jarrett types, Victoria Nuland comes from the Kagan family, the Kagans, first family of the neoconservatives, now way up there in the State Department again. Oh, Vicky Nuland, huh? We got big problems, and we all know it. And right now, you know, Fugliani here, he gets the goons, the Southern District of New York goons that come in and swoop all his electronic devices. And I was watching him talking with Tucker Carlson, and I'm not going to play the clip. You've all probably seen it, but where they all the Fed coats swoop in and they start seizing all of his electronics, and Rudy reads some sort of warrant coming out of the Southern District of New York, and he says that they're supposed to seize everything in his apartment, all the electronic, blah, 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 but they will not touch these things. He informed them were the Hunter Biden immateriel, okay, all the little creepy stuff, you know, the meth smoking and with all the debauchery and everything else, and is what it is. But they, so the goons, they wouldn't touch these things that Giuliani informed them that was the Hunter Biden. And they took his word for it and said, like, oh, no, we don't want this stuff. So this is just shows the willingness of these agents not to even follow their own directives from the courts of the Southern District of New York, which these FBI guys were acting upon. And so real, real weird stuff. And we all know that Rudy, 9/11 Rudy, Bannon and all these guys, Steve Bannon at the War Room pandemic, and Boris Epstein and all these characters, they're in Rudy's sphere. And so, you know, that's why I've been saying that I thought Bannon is part of the Q team. Mike Adams has got people saying that Q's real at that Tulsa thing, and I was watching the Lynn Wood stuff, and guy's over the top with the stuff that he says. Just feels crazy. So I got a bunch of clips and a bunch of articles as usual, and a bunch of notes. Okay, so I'm going to be jumping around all over the place like a chicken with my head cut off. But I mean, we only got so much time, and we got all this material to cover. So let's talk about India. So let's cover these angles on India. Okay, so there's a lot of these people that are living in India, spreading around through the alternative video platform saying, look, everything's relatively normal, blah, 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 blah. And they're using fake footage from a gas leak. And last year, you know, all these bodies laying around and so forth. I remember how I've been talking the last week and so about how it looked. Some of that stuff looked almost like the Chinese staging productions. And I was like, look, the possibility of a bioweapon released by the Chinese on India is very real. We know the tribe has some very decent sway over the Chinese. And these people want to depopulate, as we all know. And India is a very, very populous nation. And it's very poor, And the ability to run operations there is probably a free-for-all. I mean, I watch some of these vloggers, these YouTube vloggers, and the way they run through the slums in Mumbai and stuff, it's just, holy cow. You talk about raw life coming right at you. Just a strange spirit of dark spirit of pagan dark forces. Okay, we know the thousands and thousands of gods in the Hindu pantheon and so forth. The black goddess Kali, of course, Kamala Harris, okay, coming from the state of California, the black goddess Kali, or should I say God, we don't know yet. People are doing transvestigations on old Kamala, so we'll see, but Jones, Alex Jones, he was kind of looking at it, and with this COVID operation, he's been talking about it for months and months that this is a way to starve out the third world, okay, by shutting down supply chains, using COVID as the mechanism to squeeze the world population. Food is a weapon. We all know about good old Henry Kissinger and the State Department memorandum. I believe it's 7277 back in the 70s. Food is a weapon and all that stuff. So it looks like this is really getting put into play. Okay. Mr. Producer, get clip 8 ready. It's the Dabu 7 clip. But this, you know, Jones is kind of digging into, well, I think this is government starting to, and the real economic players in the world, the Rothschilds and the usual suspects, started to squeeze out some of these countries, and then people around the periphery, the marginalized populations, getting, you know, we're reading all these articles floating around about Costco and the way they're hiding inflation by cutting the size of products down, and you get maybe 3 chips and a bag of air now type thing. Let's roll clip 8. All right, cool.
This is Dabu 7. We have another situation brewing here in terms of the volume of container ships and the products that they're bringing into this country, and really what's flowing all around the world. We're getting word from some of the top guys now. They're saying that it's not getting any better. It's actually getting worse. What they're seeing, they're saying, is unprecedented. It is a tsunami of freight, and that there's not enough ships to keep up with this. They go on to state here that one client needed something loaded in May, and that it was extremely urgent. They were ready to pay $15,000 per container. It did not get loaded. They're going to say the price doesn't even matter anymore. Because when you're sitting there with boatloads of money and there's no boat to haul the stuff, you're in a tricky situation. This really may open up a door here for anyone out there that has a large vessel and that can ship containers or any other kind of goods. The demand is going sky high right now. And they're saying they blame part of this on restocking efforts, companies and businesses trying to restock their shelves for this and that. But they say they don't see where this is going to let up and where that they can catch up. So there may be some sort of a conundrum here in the coming months ahead, dealing with this. Just wanted to shed some light on it.
All right, you can stop that there. Further. Now, think about BlackRock and State Street and all the gangs that own well over 90% of basically everything. And all they have to do, all these kosher mob gangs, is, you know, they can just pull a lever. Be like, okay, let's cause the disruptions. We just ran through the COVID event 201 lockstep. Crimson contagion little operation. Now let's tweak them on the food supply or shipping containers, Evergreen, and all these little operations are running. So then they'd be like, okay, So we squeezed them for a year on the COVID and locked them all down, and we played police state on them. And you see all these people getting choked out for not wearing masks and all this weird stuff. Canada, really, this little punk Trudeau up there, most likely Castro's little demon seed. This little guy is this little feminine little punk. He's really doing the biddings of the masters over there, the CCP, Zio mobster, Crown gang. Okay, you know, Canada's part of the Crown, folks, and whatever's going on in the UK is going to come hit them, and real sick stuff. And I've got a nurse, this one's been going viral, and I'm going to play some of her kind of talk. This Canadian nurse, and that's clip six, Mr. Producer, so if you want to get that one ready. But she goes through a lot of stuff, and I'm going to let this play for a few minutes. It's real good, and I stumbled across it in the last couple of days, but there's so many people in the healthcare industry just going off the plantation now, giving warnings. We're seeing in the UK these reports, and I saw this on True News, reports floating around that people that received the second jab, you're seeing Dr. Michael Yeadon saying give it 3 years and all these people are dead. Other people are saying by the end of summer we're going to start seeing massive dead. Other people are talking about the next kind of winter season. We're going to see a whole bunch of corpses. You know, I don't know. The Almighty decides who dies and when they die and so forth. And he has stopped these little engineered operations before. So these little evil scientists, the little Fauci gangs, the little Jesuit, the big, you know, and all the stuff's being dumped on him now from the gain of function stuff. So Fauci's in a very interesting position. I don't see anything happen to him. I think he's a very high level Jesuit operator, been around in that little NIAID for coming up on what, 40 years, this creep. And, so he'll go off into the sunset, you know. Like guys like Soros and Fauci, these old men, how they've made their deal with evil, but yet they're at the very end of their lives, and they know they're going to have to step off into eternity and face the judgment of the Almighty, and they still hold to their guns and do all this evil up until the day they die, like David Rockefeller on his sixth or seventh heart. And he dies at 105 or 103 or whatever. And this Prince Philip, these SOBs, they stay on that evil agenda until they give up the ghost, man. I mean, I guess you got to give them respect in a certain creepy evil sort of way because they made their deal and they kept it until the end. But, I mean, it's just – I mean, life is so short. It's just a blink. And the next thing you know, you're – I was just 30 the other day and I'm already 50. It's just, it blinks by, and then, you know, you're sitting here in an old, and then you're looking back on all the dumb, evil things you've done, and you're like, was any of this worth it? It's just crazy. So we're going to listen to this nurse go for a few minutes, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Go ahead and roll six.
I first want to speak to the U.S. FDA coming out 3 days ago. There's videos circulating all over the internet of this actual conference and briefing taking place. So you can see this information yourself. I have shared it on Instagram as well as Facebook. And if you can't find it, let me know and I will send it to you. The FDA has stated, this is the head of the FDA that spoke, and he said that his 17,000 plus employees and himself will not approve or authorize any vaccinations. They have not gone through testing. They are not showing to be effective, and the FDA will not approve or authorize the use of vaccinations. I don't know if you guys understand this yet, but the only reason these vaccines are being rolled out is because we are under states of emergency in various countries. This is the only way that they are allowed to administer these vaccines. No FDA has passed them, and they won't, because of multiple different things that they are violating. They have made it very clear that 17,000 employees at the FDA will not be authorizing or approving these vaccinations. Why are you going to get a vaccine? They are not effective. They do not stop the transmission. Since vaccinations have been rolling out across the world, COVID cases have skyrocketed. Adverse effects are taking place by the minute. Severe adverse effects. Deaths are adding up by the minute from the vaccinations, not from COVID. You need to wake up and look at this information and see when agencies like the FDA are saying they are not approving or authorizing vaccinations. You need to ask why. You need to look at all of the statistics that are on every government site for the adverse effects and deaths that are taking place around the globe. You need to look at the data that since vaccinations have been rolling out, cases have been skyrocketing. Scientists and health professionals have realized that almost 60% of those who are coming in with positive COVID cases have already been vaccinated. Why are you still getting vaccinated? Now I'm going to speak to what is happening in India. All over the news, mainstream media, you are seeing severe situations that are apparently taking place. They are showing you footage and pictures from May of 2020 when there was a gas leak in India and many people died and hospitals were overrun. You can verify this information if you look for it. It's on my webpage, or it's on my Facebook, it's on Instagram, it is everywhere. This has been debunked already. I also encourage you to be watching what citizens who live in India are saying about the current situation, rather than listening to what your TV is telling you. We need to come back to humanity. We need to start listening to our neighbor. We need to start listening to the people who are on the front lines. We need to start listening to the people who are in these situations and are telling you that what your television is telling you is a lie. In India right now, there are not people dropping dead on the street. I have listened this morning to hundreds, okay? Hundreds of people, citizens of India, stating that this is not happening, that they are lying to you. And also that since they started administering vaccinations coercively to the people in India, that people are dying quickly. This is not COVID. This is the vaccinations. And all of the videos and pictures that you are seeing are from May of 2020 during the gas leak. You can verify that yourself. In Nova Scotia, I have had so many people contacting me, and I apologize to all the people that I haven't gotten back to right now. I have a flood of messages coming through and phone calls and emails on all of my platforms of nurses and people in long-term care facilities reporting what is going on right now in Nova Scotia. All of the people in long-term care and all of the nurses are being asked to be tested every 4 days without symptoms or contact. This is how your numbers are going up. We know very well the WHO, the CDC, and multiple doctors have all told you that the PCR test has a 97% faulty false positive rate. When are you going to wake up to what is happening? I've also been told this morning that anybody who downloaded the COVID application, many of these people are receiving notifications that they were in hot zones where people had COVID-19 and they are being urged to go and get tested right away. This is why your numbers are going up. They are not going up because of people with COVID or any symptoms. They are going up because of asymptomatic people being tested. I would like you to ask, in the history of medicine, in the history of your life, when have people without symptoms for a virus or a disease of any illness of any kind been tested? But this is all of a sudden normal that they're doing this. I screenshotted a conversation this morning from someone in long-term care here in Halifax. I want you to take a look at it, what she's saying. Not only are they testing all of these nurses and long-term care providers, but they are taking away staff in these medical positions if they come back with a positive test, even though they have no symptoms, none. They are being quarantined for 14 days instead of being able to be at work, helping the elderly and helping those that are sick. Surgeries and appointments are being canceled and put on hold and delayed. These people are getting sick and they are dying because of what your government is doing right now by falsifying data. We need to start listening to the people who are on the front lines that were brave enough to come out and tell the truth. Even the lady I was speaking to this morning that works for the long-term care facility here in Halifax said that if she quits her job right now, her children will starve. She cannot come out and tell the truth. She cannot quit her job right now. Now think of all of the other doctors, nurses, government officials, everyone in these positions that want to speak out, but they cannot. And I can promise you that we are going to start to see all sorts of people leaving the healthcare industry because of what is going on. And at that point, they will start to tell the truth. People are getting to a max point with this. They have had enough of the lying, the tyranny, and the medical malpractice that is taking place. I also saw that they have put out an ad for volunteers to be administering tests. They have brought in the military to help with COVID. Now that's the next thing I'm going to speak to. People like myself have been telling you all along what this agenda was going to be. It has been like clockwork. We told you that once they rose the numbers enough in the third wave, that they would then bring in military, which they are. In Nova Scotia and Ontario, military are being deployed to help with COVID. Meanwhile, they're sending our nurses and long-term care workers home to quarantine when they have no symptoms of COVID-19. Now think about this for a moment. So are they going to do the same thing with the military? Are they going to test them while they're here too and send them off duty? How are they going to go about that? I'm sure you'll see soon enough. And I want to bring to attention that the military coming in for COVID, for health reason, is one step closer to what they're doing. They are going to use that as a guise to make you believe that the military is here to help you. We can see what the next step is, and people like myself have warned you of what this next step is going to be. In the UK right now, they have announced that the UN is going to be deployed on their streets until 2023. Guess what? That's when the vaccine trials end as well. If you don't think this is going to happen here, you need to pull the wool out of your eyes. This is the next step. We have told you for over a year now how this is going to play out, and every single step has happened exactly when we said it was going to happen. If you have noticed, everything starts at the UK, then it comes to us. So after the military are deployed here for health reasons, you are then going to see the UN stormtroopers on your streets. How do you feel about that? Do you think it's about health? Trudeau also just announced that they are passing the vaccine passports. This means, under the Emergency Act and the War Act that his father put in place when he was in power, is going to be invoked. You will not have freedom of choice to get a vaccine or not, or you will be outed out of society. Your employment will be gone. Your rights will be gone. You will not be able to go to a store or go anywhere in society without this vaccine passport. Now, regardless if you support what is going on right now or not, do you really think...
You can stop it there. There's the break. We will see y'all on the other side. A lot happening. Looks like it's all coming. It's right here in our face.
I'm not like the rest.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Broadcasting Network. So I got a lot on the plate here and trying to make sense of all this. So I saw this up on Rent yesterday. Self-spreading vaccines are no myth. It's hard science. Johns Hopkins confirmed them. COVID genocides here. We saw everybody and their brother break the Pfizer documents from the vaccine research itself, where they themselves are worried about breastfeeding and shedding and all this stuff. And so, but this is from a guy named Vince Moreno. Jeff, self-spreading vaccines are no myth. Johns Hopkins University confirms it. See attached page down below. I have the original document. You'll get the vaccine whether you like it or not. Self-propagating vaccines were conceived by Australian Nobel virologist Sir McFarlane Burnett. You know about him. As you know, my interest arose when I bought his former house in 2013 and strange things happened. I looked into his life. I was so shocked. I proposed getting a priest in to do an exorcism on the house. No joke. Burnett, with his protege, Sir Gustav Nossal, and the CSIRO, developed the myxomatosis virus, first used in Australia on rabbit plagues. It was the world's first self-propagating virus that recognized self and acted as a vaccine which caused immune suppression, AIDS for rabbits. Australia's ground zero for the unfolding COVID genocide. Yeah, China would like to get their hands on the good old Australia, wouldn't they? Burnett and William Gates were friends. William Gates started the William Gates Foundation, later renamed the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Burnett's protege, Gustav Nossal, went on to work for the Foundation and World Health Organization after Burnett died in 1985. He carried forth the Burnett-Gates Senior Plan for Genocide. Gates Sr. and Burnett conceived and financed the genocidal message on the Georgia Guidestones. Think about that. Somebody else was saying L. Ron Hubbard built blah, 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 and, you know, Ted Turner was involved, and Christian Rosenkreuz, whoever that was, that's the name on the, C. Rosenkreuz. But anyway, back to the article. The two were friends with eugenicists William Shockley, who engaged a friend, Dr. Herman Kermit, to undertake the works incognito. I trust you watched the documentary Dark Clouds Over Elberton. The U.S. Bioweapons Lab at Fort Detrick commissioned Burnett, who proposed unleashing an influenza coronavirus on China in 1947. The technology of the time couldn't guarantee no virus blowback, so it was shelved. He was also working for the British equivalent. Burnett was seriously connected. In the late 1970s, the Australian government CSIRO developed CRISPR gene editing for the Myrtleford, Victoria tobacco farmers. They originally called it gene shears. The science minister of the time, Barry Jones, stated the technology would change the world. It has. We've seen none of the full horrors yet of the chimera humans and ethnic DNA targets, bioweapons, which was Burnett's dream. The CRISPR biotech is being used for the COVID myxoma self-spreading vaccine bioweapon. Melbourne, Australia's ground zero for COVID technology and the Gates family plan. It was also ground zero for curfews, lockdowns, freedom of movement denial, and mask wearing. The technique spread around the globe. Both Burnett and Gates were eugenicists connected to the London Eugenics Society, rebranded the Galton Institute to drop the term eugenics. Bill Gates has been marinated in this stuff from his childhood. He is executing the plans of his father and the maniacal Sir McFarlane Burnett. In 1967, Burnett wrote Endurance of Life. It received a critical reception for his eugenicist and sociobiological views. It provoked great controversy. Those views included capital punishment to rid society of undesirables and mentally unfit, abortion for population selection, and euthanasia for the unworthy. This particularly included killing the disabled and elderly when they were no longer productive. This is despite he himself being 79 when he wrote that book. Remember, I was just talking about all these sick old dudes. Anyway, Burnett's 13 other books he wrote in retirement include almost word for word what we read on the Georgia Guidestones. He wrote the Guidestones tenets with lawyer pal William Gates, who is a close friend of David Rockefeller. See attached photo. Did you get the picture, Jeff? We are watching a genocidal transgenerational plan unfolding. Bill Gates is executing on behalf of dead men and others who share their goals. This is diabolical, satanic. Civilization is facing a hugely clear and present danger. Very fascinating, isn't it? So let's talk about, and then we're going to play a little bit of this True News clip where it gets into Trump being the father of the vaccine, and then it gets into this stuff about the purge and Jared Kushner, the production company, and really, it goes into some really interesting areas that I've actually been traveling, you know, as I've been kind of contemplating on Trump and his triumphant return, possibly after this Maricopa domino possibly falls and so forth and so on. So think about this. This cognitive dissonance, okay, all the patriots, street fighters, and the Robert David Steeles, and the, all these people, they're talking about Trump coming back and, you know, saving the day and the election being somehow called into question, and then military, you know, X-22's big on a new election with the military running it and so forth. You know, during this time, what will be under some sort of a military martial law style occupation, wouldn't it? If the government goes into a tailspin due to the fact that we're in a constitutional crisis, electoral crisis, and then these guys are going to be running the show and running this new election, and the father of warp speed comes back into the picture. But look at this cognitive dissonance where all these people are rah, 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 Trump won, and we got to, you know, overturn this election. And then Trump's over here patting himself on the back with five different hands, talking about he's the father of the vaccine. And then so the other half, the alternative media, is sitting here just ripping on this these vaccines and how it's a bioweapon, it's genocide, blah, blah, democide, population, decimation. But you're going to bring the father of the vaccine back in because he really won the election. I mean, so it's complete split. And it's like these people in the alternative media, they're holding these two ideas. And what if Trump comes back and he becomes the WWE and he flips the script and he becomes the bad guy? And we go into Rex 84, Garden Plot, Cable Splicer, and he's running the freaking show. And Trump orders everybody to get the vaccine. What are you going to think about then? I'm just putting out the angles here, and I'm not trying to get anybody all, you know, goofed up in the head. But Mr. Producer, get clip four ready, and we're gonna listen to Trump, and then I'm gonna let it play into where they talk about the purge stuff, and they kind of go really into, and it almost be, you know, Trump allegedly being a Democrat his whole life. And What if he rolled in, and remember the quotes where he's like, well, if I'm going to run for office, I'm going to be a Republican because these people are such suckers, and blah, blah, blah. Remember all that? And then what if his agenda is really to come on and purge traditional Americana types, New Yorker, big, surrounded by Jewish mobsters? And what if this all is one big Shakespearean plot where Trump secretly is the bad guy the whole time? I'm just putting it out there. I mean, he did a lot of interesting kind of halfway cool things. But at the same time, you got to look at this and just keep your eyes open and be ready for anything. So let's go ahead and roll clip four.
I did the vaccine. They like to take the vaccine, but even the fake news isn't giving them credit for that. We did the vaccine, saved, you know, just tens of millions of lives throughout the world by coming up with a vaccine. If I weren't president, the vaccine, you wouldn't have a vaccine for 5 years. 3 to 5 years would be the minimum. I got it done in less than 9 months, and that's only because of me. If I wasn't president, you wouldn't have a vaccine. And then I went out and spent billions of dollars to buy the vaccine before approval. So people are getting shots long before they would have. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been getting your shots till October or November. Nobody would have had a shot right now. So I tell you what, it was the military, and it was a system of transportation and system of getting those shots out to people like nobody's ever seen. It was a military operation. The generals did a phenomenal job. And then they took it over, and it kept going. Very simply, it kept going. But and then they blew it with Johnson & Johnson. They should have never done a pause with Johnson & Johnson. That was done for either political reasons or because they like Pfizer so much. But what they did with Johnson & Johnson was horrible. They want everybody to get a vaccine, and then they do a pause, which got so much publicity, hasn't recovered yet. What they did there was just terrible. But the vaccine saved millions and millions of people throughout the world. We have the best vaccines. Nobody even says they have better than what we have. We have the best in the world. Everybody's trying to get them. And that was all done by Trump.
You just mentioned J&J, and I want to stay there for one second, because this pause had to do with a handful of cases of blood clotting. What should have been done in terms of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine rather than taking that pause? Obviously, it's back on the market, the FDA making that decision last Friday. What would you have preferred to see given those blood clotting issues?
Well, at the time it came up, there were 8 million shots and there were 6 cases, which, as they say, was far less than women's birth control pills, than Tylenol, than, you know, almost anything. It was very, very minuscule. And I would not have made, I would have put a warning on or something on just that particular vaccine, but I certainly wouldn't have paused it and gotten front page news all over the world. And then people don't want it. And it probably even affects the others because, you know, there's a big situation with a lot of people don't want to take the vaccine. Well, this played right into their hands. And they want me to do public service messages and everything about everybody taking the vaccine. And look, I guess in a certain way, I'm the father of the vaccine because I was the one that pushed it. You know, to get it done in less than 9 months was a miracle. Fauci said it would take 3 to 5 years. He thought it was something that just wouldn't be that effective because it would take so long to get. I pushed the FDA like they have never been pushed before. I wouldn't exactly say they're in love with me. They have never. This is a very bureaucratic organization. I pushed them like they've never been pushed before, and that's why we have it. When they did the pause on Johnson & Johnson, I thought that was a very, very stupid thing to do.
Rick, you heard him say it. Father of the vaccine, he also said, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have a vaccine to mandate right now.
That's right. He is claiming ownership of the vaccine. He also criticized the temporary pause in the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which was causing blood clots.
He compared it to birth control for women.
Donald Trump thinks it's wrong to stop the Johnson & Johnson vaccine over blood clots.
Yes.
Well, then he's the father of the blood clots.
This is what he said on April 16th. This is coming from the desk of President Donald Trump. The federal pause on the J&J shot makes no sense. Why is the Biden White House letting insanely risk-averse bureaucrats run the show? And the last line is the one I hope everyone watching here, because I know most of you watching and listening, you are opposed to vaccinations. You don't believe in the current vaccination that's going on with coronavirus. Read this. This is from President Trump. Indeed, this moronic move is a gift to the anti-vax movement. The science bureaucrats are fueling that deranged pseudo-science. If you are considered yourself anti-vaccination, President Trump just called you
a moron.
Deranged.
And a moron.
And a moron.
And you believe in pseudo-science.
All right, so if there are any Trump supporters still watching me, hanging on to Donald J. Trump, believing that he should come back to the White House, how do you reconcile your support for Trump, your opposition to vaccines, your belief that the COVID pandemic is a plandemic for mass extermination of millions of people, maybe a billion people? How do you reconcile that with your support for Donald J. Trump? He does not deserve our support. He is the father of the vaccine, the very vaccine that we're telling you is carrying out mass death.
Yes, and now it puts into a whole new perspective the campaign slogan President Trump used for his 2020 campaign, Keep America Great. Remember where that first was debuted, where it was first included? In the Purge movie. The Purge movie about our election system.
Oh, my.
President Trump used the very same slogan for his campaign.
Oh, my. we were saying that the Purge movie, even though we knew it had connections to Jared Kushner.
Yes, they'd hired the marketing, the PR right. man for Blumhouse Productions.
And so I said, and on this program, that it appeared that the Purge movie was a warning that the left is going to carry out mass killings. But that slogan that Trump used in his campaign came from the Purge movement.
Yes, it was in the Purge movie, produced around 2016, finally released in theaters in 2000. It was in that year, 2016. The Purge election year upon, it was released in 2016, is an article. Actually, they responded to the use of this. They even acknowledged it. But what was not covered in this article, Rick, at the time, was the involvement of a Trump administration official in the Purge series for the Blumhouse Productions team under Jared Kushner. Now, that official left in 2018, mm-hmm. and that's when we covered the story. Mm-hmm.
And the Purge movie, is that the one that had the eerie, bone-chilling siren?
Yes.
That when the siren sounded, the mass killings began.
Anything is permissible.
And that siren was used in a few towns, like one in Louisiana.
Yes.
Yes.
When they announced a lockdown, the police cars were going down the street with
right,
the Purge
they were using,
siren.
Yes.
Okay, so I was blaming the left. So left, listen to me, all right, all my leftist enemies that get paid to watch me.
Push the record button right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, you get paid to watch me. Think about that.
It's good education.
Here you go. Here's a freebie.
Okay. So what if the Purge is coming from the Trump team against you? What if the Purge is being led by a totally different group of people that we didn't expect? Let me tell you something else I just discovered.
Pause it there for a second, about Mr. Producer. Think about this. Jared is Chabad Lubavitch, doomsday Jewish rabbinic Orthodox cult. Jared's connected to George Soros. Trump financial connections to George Soros. All that real estate crap. Think about the possibility, whether Trump is even aware of it or not. Let's just say Jared behind the scenes with his little behind running this Purge kind of operation. Okay, you've got the BLM stuff. You've got all this stuff. And the Likudniks, okay, Republicudes, part of this destabilization as well. What if Trump was a Trojan horse into the conservative kind of movement? Look at the money he blew, hand over fist, drunken sailor, helicopter money. Trump started with the helicopter money, okay? Blew the budget way past Obama. Just think about it. Okay, go ahead and resume the clip.
I am addicted to buying old books, really old books.
You like learning from a generation of sane people.
Yes, and I also buy not only just old books written by Christians, but I buy specific old books that help me understand history. Mm. I just learned something about a week or two ago. The Jacobin Revolution, mm-hmm. which was a purge of France, the beheading and the guillotines, the Jacobins. They invented the term fake news. The term that Donald Trump introduced came from the Jacobins.
Yes. And when you showed me that the other day, I was like, are you kidding me? But the Jacobins...
Why would President Trump use a term from bloodthirsty satanic murderers?
Well, now you put that together with he's the father of this vaccine.
Does that mean that he's responsible for each of the individuals past the six that had blood clots that have died or have had heart attacks from the various shots that are only available because of him.
Has the purge started? And it's not gunshots. Mm. It's not rioting. It's not beheadings. It's not guillotines.
That's kind of messy.
It's vaccines.
Yes.
But wasn't it
has the purge begun?
Wasn't it President Trump's own lawyer, Alvin Dershowitz, defended him in the impeachment? He made the argument that mandatory vaccination was constitutional.
Yes, but it was deliberately introduced into our minds. Mm. The association of the purge siren was linked to COVID and the lockdowns.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. Think about this, these destabilizations going to happen with if this play plays out like some of them are saying, like up here on Henry Mackow, Alex Newman from The New American. Communists are terrified of Arizona audit. Arizona's ground zero. If they find fraud, I believe they will have and will find more. That means all these races get thrown into question. Once Arizona falls, and yes, this will strip the Senate seat and the very narrow majority Democrats have, then we have to go back and look at the implications for the presidential election. This does have the potential to bring down the whole criminal enterprise. That means a lot of people would be in legal jeopardy. Then the whole narrative implodes and people start speaking out. Let's think about this, if this is all, as they all call it, a sting and all of these things, but it's all part of this Shakespearean plot unfolding in front of our eyes, and they're all in on it together. And then they send the mainstream media and the Antifa BLM goons when this thing gets overturned. And then we could have blue helmets on our streets watching over our elections. It's just food for thought. You know, I try to kind of flesh this out in these scenarios. Deagle.com gets wiped of its 2025 predictions. I went on there tonight. You know, they've got the 2019 data, but they wiped the projections for 2025. And that massive depopulation where we lose a couple hundred million people, that's all been wiped. It was really a lot of people in alt media was really talking about these projections. And, you know, I've been talking about it for a long time now. And now they've had to scrub Deagle.com. Somebody decided that it was going to get scrubbed. So this Maricopa thing, all these Marxists that run as Republicans all over the country. You know, the Marxists are a lot wiser and more tactical than traditional Americana. 7 years ago when I came on the air, I was telling people, a lot of you got to hold your nose and get into the Democratic Party and disrupt this all of one mind, one vision Marxist juggernaut, or look what they're doing. And so they've went into the conservative movement and run as rhinos, and then they govern like Marxists, but nobody's went into their hostile territory and acted like Marxists and then governed as American patriots. See you guys on the other side.
Rocks in the mortar. Dirt. They laid me this path, no direction but hurt.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the CoSertified app can make a huge difference for your future.